Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
We are on the road to WrestleMania. I am your host, Trebuchet, coming into your ear hole once again. To my left, the one, the only, Chad Showtime Schultz.
What's up, everybody? How's it going?
It's going good.
Just got cut up on SmackDown. You fools watched it last night without me.
Yeah, that did happen.
My feelings are all hurt.
Oh, boy.
I only got one feeling, Joe.
Uh-huh.
One feeling.
Yep.
You walked all over it, man.
Okay.
Man, they're going to have to make an article in WWE Magazine about Tribute Time splitting up.
Well, you needed to learn that. I am the tag team champion.
Yeah, we're going to have to divide and decide whether...
Speaking of champions, to your left, the undisputed champion currently...
Yes.
Cody Goods.
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm here. I'm present. I have taken a big bump since last time we've talked, but...
You really have. We'll get into that in just a minute. just 1 second before... We have one more person in the house right now, and that's Jared Moe, baby! Welcome back.
Thanks, guys.
How you doing?
I was wondering if you'd get that right.
I was trying. I'm trying really hard to keep everybody's...
He's having a couple of drinks here.
Oh, yeah. Drunk Jared Moe, baby.
I'm not drunk.
Yeah, we got...
I am...
Drinking Jared Moe, baby.
Lucid.
Yes.
Lucid.
All right. Well, speaking of drinking stories...
Oh, they must not.
You were kind of resembling Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Dealing,
dealing, kiss stealing, limousine riding.
Greg is drinking.
Batista dragged around by.
Yeah, just all those things. So, you had your 30th birthday. Congratulations. Three claps for him. One for each decade. There you go. And how did it go?
It went pretty good.
You had a good cast and crew of people out for your birthday?
I went to the pub, then we went to Cam, and then we tried to go out to eat. We found out it was closed early.
Yep.
And then we were just like, well, we'll just go to Garage. We'll eat there or whatever. We didn't know what we were going to do.
Uh-huh.
Well, we showed up. None of us were scheduled to do comedy. We're just like, let's see if we can get on. And then
none of us did.
But we just hung out. And then the MC, Mike Logan, who's been on the show before.
Friend of the show. Hi, Mike.
He's all like,
Logan.
You know, he's all like, oh, it's Chris Goins, comedian. It's his birthday today. It's 30. Buy him some shots. So people were buying me shots. And
You still hadn't eaten?
I still hadn't eaten.
Oh boy. The rest of the night is starting to make a lot more sense.
We went to the pub after we shut down, after Garage kind of gets shut down early.
We brought
they
some
closed it
back
before midnight. The bartender from Garage showed up, Mike showed up, some other comedians showed up.
Yep. At one point, you had a Jaeger bomb in each hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that worked.
And you told me you don't remember that at all.
I don't remember that at all. I know multiple times I had a Jaeger bomb in waiting to my current one. I know.
Yeah, there were lines of shots just like a conveyor belt just throwing them back.
Yeah, there were probably a dozen plus.
So we got you some fish and chips from the pub.
I do remember eating those. Somewhat.
You ate the whole thing.
I somewhat remember it.
You ate the whole thing, so that was good. So
I don't remember much after that.
We brought you. You were in the car. We came back here. I'm unlocking the door, and then you start making out with the back of my shoulder.
Yes, I did do that.
It was at that point when I realized that Cody Goins was pretty drunk.
And you told me I made out on my phone.
Then I'm all like, I'm trying to unlock the door. Can you give me a minute? And I go, oh, yeah, hold my phone. All right, come here, baby.
Before that, I stood on the snowbank for, you said, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Just surveying land.
Yeah.
Just like, I wouldn't go in the house. I was just like,
manifest destiny out there. See the shining sea.
So he was making out with a lot of stuff. Pretty much, I'm saying Cody Goins became Goat Dust at that point.
Oh, that's good. You didn't make that joke yet. Then we walked in the door.
I'm taking my shoes off. It was at that point that Goat Dust realized he was home and he no longer had to stand.
It's time to rest.
Scoreboard. Goat Dust 1. Tray table,
right there.
Zero. And it's right over here. He's got his belt draped across it right here. the carnage. It looks like the Dudleys were.
I just saw those are liquids on there. They were multiple.
There was
liquids.
A Monster and a Red Bull on it.
We
almost lost a Wii, and I'm not talking about that thing in your pants.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that.
My favorite part of it is the next day I'm over. And Chris is just like, my shoulder really hurts.
Two days later,
my shoulder really hurts. I don't know why. I was like, didn't you go shoulder first through a table 2 days ago? Yeah, dude, I did do that.
I thought I was piecing it together a little more. I was so hungover the next morning.
You
like,
gotta gimmick the table. That's Jerry Lawler.
I was supposed to go to the casino with Trebuchet's brother in the morning.
The catapult.
I told him. Yeah, catapult. I told him at 10 a.m. I told him, 10 a.m., be ready, I'm gonna call you. And it was like 12:30. Joe lets him into my house to come get me.
He called me about that time. He's like,
I didn't know what's going on.
He's like, Doug's not answering his phone. What do I do? I'm like, hold the fuck on. I'll be there in a minute. So I come here. You are just laid out on your bed. Like, and he's like, catapult goes, so you ready to go? And you're like, about that.
I remember just saying that. There's just a trash can and a bucket. Yeah, I threw up a lot.
Two waters, which you did not drink any of.
Any of. Oh,
so I did my best to help you survive
the night. You were being a very good mom friend machine.
I really was. I still went to the casino.
We get together until like 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and my favorite part of that whole story is how much you won.
Won $10 in a crock pot.
How does that happen?
In a crock pot?
In a crock pot, yeah.
Forget the $10 you won a crock pot.
I mean, Catapult made $180 in a crock pot, so. Yeah. I mean, that's better than me.
Well, that's
something. But it is what it is.
So,
I got a rock.
This podcast is about pro wrestling, and we've had a huge show.
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys want to talk like, about
wrestling? People are probably all like, oh man, we gotta see what the other podcast say about all these changes. We're gonna talk about Cody Goats falling into stuff for a while.
You're the champion. I just want people to know you're doing your best Flair impression. Yep. It's pretty impressive. But
are you on your fourth marriage?
I'm only on the third, damn.
Opening headline, guys.
There's a divorce to come.
Roman Reigns is back for good.
Roman Reigns is
yes. It's awesome. I'm really happy for it. Him and Seth had a nice moment. They were hugging it out and everything. And just happy to have the big dog back. It was good to see him in that ring.
Your son was pretty concerned when he left. How's he feeling about it?
I picked the kids up from school on Tuesday, and we were just down the road. And I'm like, hey, buddy, guess who came back last night? He's like, I don't know, Dad. Who? Like, Roman Reigns came back, and my little Chevy Cruze was bouncing all over. He was so excited.
That's awesome. He's got a new t-shirt. I really like that shirt.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's a t-shirt or a tank top. Whatever it is, I want one of them. You can hook me up at Trebuchet LOL. I'll send you that information if you want to.
Hey, could he not come back with the bulletproof vest? Could he, like, leave that?
Why? What's your problem?
I don't like the vest.
Okay.
This isn't new.
I don't like the vest.
You know I don't like the vest.
Oh, calm down, Showtime. Your blood pressure.
We still don't have any Timbits.
We're not talking about Bailey. Just calm down.
Of course we're not talking about Bailey. Why
Sasha
would we?
We'll get to it.
Because they're the women's tag
team. Yeah, they are.
That's why. Why do you make me tell you facts that you don't like? You do this to yourself. Stop it.
I need to know better.
Exactly.
You'll never learn.
So, we've had some NXT call-ups, and Mo, since we got you on the show here, I wanted to ask you this on the air. Which of these NXT call-ups is your favorite? I'm talking Johnny Wrestling, Ciampa, Aleister Black, and Ricochet.
I love all four of them.
Mm-hmm.
All four of them are main roster talents.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. The ones... I can't pick a top one, but it's Aleister Black and Ricochet.
Oh, well, hear me on this. The WWE has Double J. They have Ricochet. I think it's time for some Trebuchet. How good does that sound together?
Trebuchet.
You can just hear a ring throughout arenas everywhere.
How's that fundraiser going?
The fundraiser's going good. It's going good. Still going strong.
$50.
Yep, still at $50. Going strong.
That money spent it. Well, we're good.
It's not nothing. We're on our way to something. So these guys are all undefeated.
On the main roster, yeah.
Yes. That's what I mean.
I think, like I said last week, it's interesting because these... The last batch of call-ups, your Heavy Machinery, your EC3s, your Lacey Evans, they were good.
I hate them so much.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I don't think I hate them as much as you hate them.
I really hate it so much. Why is the Ascension telling jokes? The Ascension telling bad jokes? That's my fucking job.
Yeah.
Get off my Kool-Aid,
stealing
Ascension.
Our gimmick.
That's our fucking thing.
I am the tag team champions,
and I am just too dank. Yes, exactly. Stop stealing our thing, Ascension. That's what I'm saying.
No, but Though that group of talents, they're good, but they really weren't doing anything much on NXT at the time. They took the four top guys from NXT, and now they're doing double duty on the main roster and still on NXT.
Yep. So that's it's interesting.
Have you seen yesterday's episode of NXT?
I did.
That Ciampa and Gargano were talking about entering the Dusty Rhodes Classic.
Ultimately, what they are working, it's so clear that they are working towards Ciampa and Gargano at NXT Takeover New York or
one-on-one versus each other.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean that they've been working on this for.
I'm glad they've had
which is interesting because they've been tagging together on the main roster. They've beaten the Raw top little guys twice now. You know what I'm saying? Kindergarten got out early and they let the Revival out, you guys. That's what I'm saying.
Cuz Gargano won the match at the Cruiserweight Classic a couple years ago.
Yep.
Ciampa won the next one, Gargano won the non-title match, and then Ciampa won the title. So they're 2-2 against each other.
Right. So they got to have one more match.
They've got that because they kind of brought them up both as kind of baby faces their first time on Raw. They didn't.
Nope.
They're not really leaning into the heel antics there on NXT, but I think they're going to get there. I like their kind of uneasy alliance of, well, who better? Yep. We don't like each other, but I do my best work with you, and we've never had a bigger opportunity. And
his wife, I can't remember.
Candice LeRae?
Candice LeRae last night. She's like, really? Again?
No.
But ultimately, when they do have that final matchup for the NXT title, every single time they're in the ring, if you look at Ciampa's face, they're not pulling punches. His face is all...
They're working pretty stably.
I think they're good friends in real life. They're best friends. Huge, and you always work stiffer with your friends.
Hey, yo.
Right.
Is this about the dick flip? There he goes. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Come see me March 6th, everybody. Get it? Come see me. I'll be trying to be your funniest person in Grand Rapids.
On a scale of five-star matches, they put on 7 or 8-star matches. Ooh, every match is incredible.
That's correct.
I'm back, and I'll be at Dr. Grin's on March 20th.
There we go. I knew you'd come back for the gratuitous self-promotion. That's why I am the tag team champions.
I am the tag team champions.
But,
Children.
Let's segue into the women's championship, or lack thereof, because Ronda relinquished the title. Becky got arrested, and I think she's a member of NWA now. Is that correct? Like, I mean, you all saw those mugshots.
Yeah, well, she got...
was awesome. I want that
shirt. So have we... Did they say whether Ronda officially vacated the title? I know she left it there.
She laid it down.
Kinda, left it ambiguous, but...
I considered that a... That's the way it came across to me.
You know, I think she's giving her the ultimatum.
Charlotte was all like... Twisted it on SmackDown was all like, it's because she didn't want to face me because look at what I did to her at Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Which I love. I love this whole angle. Becky is still the man.
Yep.
And she's being carted out by the police just like Stone Cold did back in the day.
They're really making her Stone Cold.
And Charlotte is better as a heel anyway. So.
Yeah, Charlotte as a babyface really isn't terribly interesting. She's got... I think WWE's put a magic formula for getting women over. Have them fuck over Becky and immediately you've got nuclear heat.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
Charlotte...
Yeah.
I think Charlotte's more over as a heel now than she's ever been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, for years, like, I have just not... The women's wrestling has not appealed to me over the years, except for the last couple years. Now it's... I will not fast forward through a women's match now. It's...
Did you watch Nia fight Bayley on Raw?
I did not watch that.
You did not? Just calling me out here a little bit.
Of course you didn't.
I don't have cable.
They probably got left off the Hulu cuts and the YouTube cuts and the cold cuts. And the
there he is. That's my guy. So Bayley won that match, and they said big win, and Chad said big whoop. And we moved on to the next segment.
I really... credit where credit's due, first women's tag title tag team champions of this.
Sasha Banks, shut up, Chris.
Of this era, being Sasha and Bayley. I mean, that
first ever official WWE women's tag team.
Sure, teams. That's something. Like, it's gonna be history books, whether they deserve it or not.
Nope.
Here's the thing. I go back to it. Bailey, nothing interesting about her. She is a mayonnaise sandwich. She is white on white. Oh, she hugged a kid. Isn't R. Kelly on trial for that right now?
He did
more than just
she hug a boy. Yeah.
That was a grenade. I just blew the whole table up with. No, there's nothing interesting about her.
I think you're too hard on Bailey.
Her biggest claim to fame is that she's relatively safe in the ring and doesn't look good, but doesn't look awful all the time.
The kids like her.
Her tag team partner is
appealing to part of the audience. Why are you rolling your eyes at me like that? She is like,
just because you hate her.
You're right. All 20 to 6 year old girls in the audience love her.
That's part of your audience, yeah. Chad. That's why she's there.
You're too hard on her.
Bailey wrestles better than Ronda.
She could have been 20 of the 6-year-old girls in the audience, including Ryan.
Bailey's a better wrestler than Sasha. Like.
Bailey is a better wrestler than Sasha, but Sasha has more personality than Bailey. Together, they almost make half a good wrestler.
But after watching NXT last night, I've always had a hard time listening to Sasha talk. And when she's talking about, oh, we're going to defend the belts here in NXT.
Yeah, no, it's NXT.
Sasha, shut up. Sasha's ratchet. Let her be. Oh.
She's ratchet.
She's great in the ring.
No, she's not. It's your opinion. You're entitled to your wrong opinion, okay?
Soul Patch, why don't you chime in here a little bit, champ?
Sasha Banks, and I'm a big fan of Bayley as well.
Did you watch this match at all?
Was this on Raw?
Yeah, this was. It was Bailey beating Nia.
Yeah, I remember it going out. I was in the middle. I was doing something what was on, but
I remember it going out. That's the best he can give.
I remember at one point.
Yeah, I was the most interesting part of Bailey versus Nia.
I didn't want to.
I am the women's tag team champions.
No, I remember saying that's a big upset, and you were arguing with me about that being an upset or not.
No, I said it was not an upset because they were the champions.
Or was it you? You were the one arguing with me. Somebody argued with me.
Yeah, they're the champions. How's that an upset?
And I'm saying they're one-on-one records. Nia wins a ton of her one-on-one matches. Bailey does the job usually.
Bailey, the only real wins Bailey's gotten recently have been either as a tag team or in a tag team match or as part of that tag team.
Yeah, that's my point.
What's your favorite Bailey singles run moment in the last 3 years?
Well, I saw the NXT Sasha match three months ago, so it's relevant to me.
It's a good match.
If I ain't seen it, it's new to me.
All right. Speaking of older stuff, Kurt Angle had a match, and boy, did he get a pop.
Yeah.
We were like, whoa, that was huge. And then we found out they were in Atlanta, Georgia.
We won the gold medals. I hadn't heard a You Suck chant like that since 2003. I was like, so, why?
When he came back, he got big music.
Sure.
You know what I mean? People love his music and doing that. You love doing that. When Kurt Angle comes down that aisle.
we had fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there were a lot of them in Grand Rapids? Do you think it was a little underwhelming?
They didn't do it.
We didn't get a long one. We got a few seconds of it.
Okay, I'm like, it was very short. It was very short.
Sure,
but it was a very quick.
Like Angle's music, he was like out there. You know what I mean? It wasn't the long one.
It was a run in as fast as Kurt Angle can.
Exactly.
Run. Yeah. So we had at least 45 seconds.
But he beat Jinder, and I liked that match. That match was good. I enjoyed it. Atlanta loved it. You know what I mean? It looked good for TV. Big crowd reaction.
Yeah,
Kurt Angle.
I don't like Kurt Angle right now, but that is the right decision. I mean, the crowd loved it.
He's the legend.
That's the right decision.
Did you see what happened after Raw?
No. What was that?
Okay, Ric Flair got dragged out by Batista. And then
we're going to the main event. Yeah, go ahead. Batista's back, everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Blue Batista.
Blue da ba dee da ba die. Ric Flair da ba die.
You know, all the guys are still in the ring. All the guys are still up on the ramp. Then Jinder Mahal's music hits. He comes out and he says, oh, we're still going to have a celebration.
Yeah.
His little boys start dancing around in the ring.
The Singh Brothers.
Shawn Michaels gives Jinder a super kick.
Oh, that's
Kurt Angle does Angle Slam on him on the cake on the table. Then
oh, the cake. I was hoping they were going to do something with the cake.
Tips the cake onto him. Sting's just standing there with the sunglasses.
I love this.
Sting didn't hit any moves on him?
Nope. You know what? Stood there and watched.
The interesting thing with Sting coming down there is like, most of those legends that came down there have some sort of like rapport with the locker room. Sting doesn't know too many of those guys. He knew Bobby Roode from TNA.
Right.
And
he knows Kurt, obviously.
Kurt was in the ring already, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in the back.
Like, no, because like everybody was on the ramp there, and like everybody was like EC3 was marking out. He's like, fucking Sting, dude. Oh, yeah. Well, love me some EC3.
There's a huge respect for Sting.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, people know who Sting is and everything, but he doesn't really know those guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I found that interesting. All right, let's go into the Intercontinental Championship here, guys.
Sting's an icon. First, Alexa Bliss. A moment of bliss.
Okay.
Finn Balor interview, right?
Yeah.
She's
all
like, if I get to see those abs, I'll show you my, and then Leo Rush comes out.
Yeah, it was booed profusely. Leo Rush had some real heat.
Love Leo Rush, but I booed him very, very much.
Yeah, because on network TV, they're going to show.
I can dream, can't I?
I know.
I watched Temptation Island after SmackDown. Yeah, I can dream.
It's on TV, too. but yeah, so then Finn Balor pretty much puts the words in Leo's mouth.
He goaded Leo into taking a match with him.
Like, you're going
to change. Wait, why? Because he's trying to get a rematch for Lashley. And Leo's...
Yeah, Leo's trying to...
Leo's
Lashley wants a rematch.
Yeah, Finn's like, "Oh, so you want a match right now? You want to wrestle me right now for the title?"
I beat you, so you should take the rematch.
And he did, and it was still entertaining.
That was a good match.
Like considering how
Leo can bump like a motherfucker.
It's so good. It was so good. I was very entertained. And then Bobby Lashley really chewed him out like backstage in Gorilla. And he's all like, "Can I trust you?" And he's like, "Yeah." Like, so there's like Trouble in Paradise, guys. And I really
want to. Should send him to Temptation Island.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we should. To have him just try out other tag teams.
Leo, I have a video of Bobby Lashley with
Enzo. This is Jason Jordan. And he is a. Wait for it. Nerd! His former tag team partner, Chad Gable, is currently busy with somebody else. Let's see what happens. See it? All right. But enough about
my... You can tell me they actually watched.
But enough about my fantasy blog. Lashley was out there. He would have taken the rematch, but he had Braun Strowman to get ready for. And that was something.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Strowman, it wasn't even like a match. Like that was the weirdest thing about that. Is like the bell didn't ring. There was never a cover. I don't know if a referee was out there.
Did Braun just kill him?
Not too bad. Like he gave him a shoulder tackle on the outside and threw him Leo Rush into the barricade.
Yeah, I'm almost wondering if another. Other segment went long or something. Well, they messed because that one didn't. It seemed did not make a lot of sense.
No, because Leo Rush said it was going to happen.
They were planning for it. What I wonder is if something took too much time, so they had to like mess with the match itself to keep it quick.
It was just really weird. I didn't like that. There was no like bell, but that was it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just seemed a little unstructured and thrown together.
Did Kyoto have something to do with it?
I didn't see a referee out there. You know what I mean?
Well, Kyoto was probably in the back then.
He was probably calling the shots. It's fine. I know. We all know who it is. All right. There was an ODQ match on Raw, you guys.
Yeah, there was.
Drew McIntyre defeated the lunatic Dean Ambrose.
Pretty handedly.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yep, but that wasn't all that happened. The Calvary kind of came down here for Mr. Ambrose. When stuff started breaking down, Roman Reigns and Seth came down and saved him after
Lashley, yep.
That trio. Elias, too.
And Elias.
Yeah, because we hacked off Elias earlier in the night.
Yep. And Elias blasted Dean with a guitar.
Yeah.
Which did not break, which looked like it chihuahua hurt pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And you think the Shield's going to get back together?
Yes.
Before Dean's on his way out?
I think we'll at least get one more.
You think so?
I think we'll get one more match. I don't mean a whole run. I think
it's going to be a 4-on-4 match. The Shield and Strowman against the four, dickbags.
Honestly, that may still happen. That'll probably happen for Fastlane.
That's what I'm thinking.
I can
And
be.
I hope I want the Shield's music to hit. I want them to come from the crowd, and they got all their tactical gear on. Then I want Braun Strowman's music to hit. I want him to step out from behind them with his own tactical gear on.
That's a lot of Kevlar.
He wants the vest. Did you hear that? He wants the vest.
I do.
See.
The vest is bad.
Do you like Baron Corbin's vest?
I don't like any
that vest. Is fine.
Okay. I was gonna see if you were a vestist or not.
No, I
will have no vestists on my show.
He takes the vest off when he does his match.
Not all the time. No, not all the time. He makes it look good. He always gives one of these.
If Roman wore the Kevlar vest to the ring and then took it off, I don't know how practical that'd be. But like, if he did that, if his entrance gear, fine.
He's D'Lo Brown. He's fine.
But it was D'Lo Brown. They mentioned that he was wearing a Kevlar vest.
He's the big guy.
We're pretending Roman Reigns isn't wearing it.
Well, just in case we need to put him on the leash, we have something to hook it to. Like, that's what... That's
what does Nate Dogg have to do with this?
That's my dog, y'all. NYD! 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 But, yeah. Did any of us see Batista coming back, like, in this way?
I knew it was coming.
I didn't think they were going to do it this way. Actually, it was rumored he was going to come back and fight for the WWE title.
Yeah, it seems like he's going to fight with Triple H here. Because he called Hunter out by
name. Because there were the two things. There's like an Evolution reunion earlier this year.
It was SmackDown 1000,
I think. Where Batista took a slight at Triple H or something.
Yeah.
They kind of ignored. The talk was that maybe Batista would come back and fight Brian, because they really didn't have a match in mind, but then Kofi Mania happened.
Kofi Mania has
been on record as saying he would only come back in a program with Triple H.
Really? I hadn't heard that.
Yep.
It's really good, and I love Batista. He still looks like he can go in there. Bucks, he still looks intense and shit, and he can talk and act.
Well, he's got star power behind him, too.
Yeah.
Well, they're capitalizing on Endgame coming out in April.
We're going to be hearing lots about that.
It's going to be great. So, anything else?
He is dead. I mean, he was...
Oh, he's not going to come back. Oh, no.
That's a different podcast, guys. We're talking wrestling here.
If you want to hear about that, you should probably listen to This Better Be Good featuring Mike Logan and Garrett Elzar.
Yes, very good.
Cheap plug. There you go, boys.
If you want to hear more about NXT, watch the Dispute or listen to the Disputed podcast. Mm-hmm. So here it's coming out soon.
did I mention that earlier?
You did not, no.
So
go scroll your...
Jeez. I thought you might have
when you were talking to C people. Earlier.
Yeah, there was a, the godfather of our group here.
The godfather.
Not caught up on all of the NXT stuff. And like Chad.
Hey, Pippin ain't easy. I'm the godfather.
And the Brock Lesnar of our group who never shows up. Ryan.
Don't they change my name?
And then probably Space Force. We actually keep up on NXT. So I'm thinking about starting another podcast and calling it the Disputed Podcast.
I like NXT, but that's
or
just
NXT.
Me.
And then,
then
Joe can catch up, and then we can, combine the two and whatever.
And the Trebuchets can have something to listen to when they want to have an NXT experience. True. I'm a big fan. I'm glad we could inspire this.
You should just
the Godfather, you have my blessing. And I may just fucking binge a bunch of it just to be on that show.
You gotta catch up.
I said
earlier today, it's not gonna be any less relevant. It's probably only gonna be more important to watch it for here and here.
I'm aware. I've got a plan. Get off my case.
And to get off subject a little bit, I have been watching NXT UK, and that is another show that needs to be watched.
Yeah, well,
great matches.
I can't.
Fortunately, there's not a lot of backlog for that yet.
But we'll get there.
Yeah,
the 205 Live.
You should probably. I don't know if that would be worth your time, honestly. If you wanted to do it and had nothing better to do,
you guys have no idea.
But I don't think
we'll see.
I don't think that storyline wise, whatever bite you to not know.
No,
fair.
205 Live, you can pop in at any point.
Yeah, but we had a ton of returns this week, you guys.
Yeah,
not only did Batista come back, not only is Roman back.
KO!
Kevin Owens is back! And not only is he back, he is fighting for the WWE Championship!
Mm-hmm.
Replacing Kofi.
So, it's interesting.
Which is... I literally got out of my seat when Vince came out.
Oh, yeah,
and did it. I was screaming for Kofi to sign the paper before Vince started talking. I'm like, just do it. Make the lawyers fucking look into it. Sign the paper. Your name's on it already. Just do the damn thing. You didn't do it. And now we get KO versus DB.
I feel like that'll be a good match, but here's the
thing. I feel like WWE's being charged by how many characters they use, so that's just KO, DB, bam, done.
Interestingly enough, Vince McMahon changes Kofi to Kevin Owens.
Yep.
Vince McMahon changes Becky Lynch to Charlotte Flair.
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
And yep, that's where the Revival won the tag titles.
I don't remember that.
Oh, weird. Was Jose there?
What?
Not this time.
No, he was not. I couldn't see the Revival out there, remember?
I gave you my glasses.
Oh, well, that was a nice, it was a fun minute.
No, I'm wondering if we're going to get some kind of like tension between the McMahons of like, hey, we're doing all these things, Dad, why are you changing all of our shit? Like,
oh, like some inner family tension here?
Which maybe could play into the NXT kind of invasion sort of thing, rivalry.
No. Linda's going to come up with the NXT guys. That's what's going to come out here.
Secret Service has to come with her.
That'd
like,
be cool. That'd be a good gimmick. I'd be here for that.
Be kind of wild.
Yeah. So how do you guys feel about KO? Like, he hit a stone cold stunner in the main event of SmackDown here, and I loved it. He won the match with it.
Yeah, he did.
Daniel Bryan made it look good. I'm all about this. I was telling you guys, we're really digging deep into the well for moves here these days, and I love it. I love that we're not just seeing
the same match
the
times.
Basic fucking moves that everybody does. Like
everybody having a different looking moveset.
It helps. It helps the product. It really does.
Having several moves you can win with helps.
The signatures are very important. Guys winning with finishers is important as well. Like, everybody kicking out of finishers all the time is bad for the product.
I'm worried we may not be able to put that one back away. Like,
you don't think so?
We may have exposed finishing moves so far that it would be... It's maybe not impossible, but it will be a lot of work to start protecting finishers again.
Yeah. No, you would have to put in that effort, absolutely.
Yeah, it's... Because for a while, I think we're just so used to, like, almost... Like your first AA, your first F5 match, you're going, we don't even get close for that. Well, we don't pay, like oh, he's kicking out of that.
But it's because guys don't win with those. Why? You know, if they did, it's, you know what
but
I mean?
But I think
it
would take time before you start respecting
you
that.
You literally need to almost start from scratch.
Yeah.
And, you know, have guys just lose relevant matches with one finisher. You know what I mean? And that's not the era we live in right now.
Yeah, I think we go a little too far with a near fall sometimes.
Mm-hmm. There's at least two matches on both Raw and SmackDown where I'm always just like, that was three, that should have been it. Like, all the time. It's usually a Kyoto problem that I have.
Yeah, you do usually blame Kyoto for
it. Well, he's bad at what he does. So
Kofi's other match. First of all, great emotion.
Three claps for Kofi real quick, guys. If there is fucking not a guy on the roster better. He's just killing it. He's just fucking the best thing going right now.
Great emotion from Kofi in the New Day about getting replaced.
Yep.
What do you guys think it goes? Do you think we get Kofi Bryan at Mania? Kofi Bryan Owens at Mania?
Kofi Mania is already running wild, brother.
Yeah.
Like
Kofi will definitely be in the championship match at WrestleMania, but it's very obvious that the women are going to be the final match of the night.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much set in stone.
I'm thinking, yeah, that triple threat, I think, is ultimately what we get at WrestleMania.
Yeah. So, I think we're talking about how could Kofi fight for the title at Fastlane and still be in the title match at Mania?
Yeah.
It's some kind of non-finish, but you do lose a little heat that way sometimes. Yep. So this is almost, Kofi gets to be angry, like, I got screwed by the man.
What I would like to see at Fastlane is, you know, Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens have a killer match.
Mm-hmm.
Kofi comes out and screws it up.
No finish. No finish because of that.
Or disqualification or whatever. And then
Is there a chance in hell that KO wins this match?
Mm. When's the time?
It's a week from Sunday.
Possible. I think
Sami Zayn comes back, absolutely.
I think Kofi versus Owens would be just as big a match.
Mm-hmm. No, check it out. No, if KO wins, Daniel Bryan will weasel his way into the title picture. Kofi's got a gripe, so we get another triple threat as another main event. I can see this being a kind of a theme for WrestleMania here.
Yeah, I think we could be getting triple threats.
Like,
I love a good triple threat. Like,
I honestly think if we do any more than those two triple threats, I'm going to start to not like it.
Well, I think that's anything, really. Yeah, you can't go to the wall too much.
Triple threat matches are fine. I think that there's only so much psychology to them, though. And if you start putting three or more on a card, you're going to really start seeing do-over spots.
Like, they definitely, I don't mind having one championship match being a triple threat match, but, like, the Universal title needs to be Brock versus Seth and nobody else.
No Roman?
Yeah, I
would. You don't want Roman? You don't want Roman.
I do. I do. I would love to see
Roman. If they made it a triple threat with Roman, are you okay with that? Is my question.
But then the other title can't be a triple threat match. One of them has to be a one-on-one.
If Roman's back, what's Roman going to do if it's not for the title? He relinquished the title. He never lost it.
Yep.
He's got a legitimate claim to it.
I don't want to see
Seth's got a legitimate claim.
I don't want to see Roman in the main event of Mania.
I know, I'm just saying that there's a legitimate claim here, and they very well may do that.
No,
I'm seeing a lot of potential.
I think it would make
It would make sense.
If Roman
three threes, y'all.
If Roman Reigns,
call me Trey for a reason. We're getting triple threats.
If Roman Reigns wound up in the Universal title match in Mania, it would make sense.
Yeah.
I would want to see that match less. But I think it wouldn't be an illogical step to put him in.
Right.
I really think you could find someone else for him to do that night.
Wrestle The Undertaker.
Yeah, he could do John Cena. I don't think he's going to wrestle Cena could be a thing.
Roman Cena I could see. Here's the thing. Maybe Elias. Like,
you could find any. I think Roman.
Roman is huge. Roman is huge and a top guy. There's no way he's going to lose at WrestleMania, no matter who.
Well, here's the thing: isn't Braun doing? Does Braun have a WrestleMania match?
Not at this point.
You could do Roman Braun number one contender.
You could do that.
Yep.
You could. I still see the triple threat. I still see him in the main event.
I think that's
he's too hot.
I think it's
too hot.
I think it's likely. I think three triple threat matches, all three being the top titles, is a big mistake from a match quality standpoint.
I agree.
I think that of any match that doesn't need to be a triple threat, I think that Daniel Bryan Kofi would be a great match. Mm-hmm. Daniel Bryan Owens would be a great match. Daniel Bryan Kofi Owens. All three combinations.
Yeah.
I think the triple threat between the three of them would actually be fire. I think they would have, the three of them with their wrestling styles, would be a very good triple threat match.
Yep.
We're getting Becky, Ronda, Charlotte. That's pretty much set in
stone. What's Asuka doing? Is Asuka having a number one contender?
She and Mandy Rose are having a match at
Fastlane. That's right. Yep.
I don't know where we're going from there.
Triple threat with her and Sonya Deville.
Stop it.
You know I can't.
Triple Sasha Bailey.
Quattro triple threats.
You gotta get the tag team triple threats going now. Come on.
We might get a tag
triangle
team.
Table.
I actually wouldn't be surprised if Bailey versus Nia and Tamina. I can almost guarantee it.
Yeah, that seems to be pretty much.
And the Iconics.
The Riot Squad. WrestleMania.
Let's do all triple threat matches for WrestleMania.
That's what I've been saying this whole time.
Never one on one matches again. Three plus.
The new era. Triple threats, y'all. You need
Can I get those sudden dick flips?
Do you want to just go tweet Cornette, make yourself feel better? Go ahead and do that and get back to us.
Corny, you're not going to believe the situation I'm stuck in right now. Commiserate with me a bit.
We were talking about returns here.
I actually, if they had a title, like a title tournament that was like all triple threat matches, I actually think that'd be kind of cool as a one-off.
Triple threat title?
Like,
turn the United States title into a triple threat title.
How about
title?
Just take all the men and all the women and one great big huge battle? Like, I mean, we were talking about earlier, WrestleMania is probably starting at what? Like
we're calling 10 a.m.
at like 9 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do war games.
Like, just have one huge battle, like 7-hour battle royal, and whoever wins just gets all the belts.
There we go.
All right.
We got it.
It's Ultimo Dragon. One of those out, the women's tag team titles.
They got to change their name.
205 Live.
As long as the people who finished second and third get to be number one and number two contenders for a triple threat match at the next pay-per-view.
So, Roman Reigns wins all the titles, and everybody's together. You get a belt. You get a belt. Everybody gets a belt.
All right. I don't know about you. I'm tagging out. Actually, it's too far.
Yeah.
It's too far. See you later.
Oh, it's just Chris and I. It's Cody and I.
It's Cody.
So, anyway. Guys.
I don't know where we are. Where we got
talking
about?
Hey, how we doing?
Hold on, the attention got taken off of you guys.
That's right. Nobody likes that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I am the tag team champions.
Yeah, you know, all right. I think Chris and I are the tag team champions.
All right, hold on a second. Let's get back to some wrestling talk before we just bicker at each other.
Yeah, I don't know how. I was trying to actually think of where we were. I'm like, we're talking about Triple Threat.
No, I'm talking about returns. SmackDown. We had a lot of them. We had Batista. We had Kevin Owens. We also had the return of, that's right, the Wicked One. Delete.
He doesn't seem woken anymore. He's doing the Jay Fishers, but
he's teaming with Jeff again. They're the Hardy Boys with a Z again.
Well, and they defeated one run before his hips
Sheamus and Cesaro.
Mm-hmm. So, I liked it.
So interesting enough, WWE was booking, I think it was Cesaro versus Johnny Gargano.
Yeah.
All week. They changed it day of. There's actually talk that Tommaso Ciampa's dealing with some kind of injury right now.
Might be that
they
knee
gave, screwed up. They gave him both a night off. So I think that it was a combination of Ciampa's hurt, we're not actually sure how bad. They didn't really want Johnny on TV without him, and I think they were gonna get ready to Matt and Jeff both re-signed their contract, or they didn't re-sign. They got rolled over for another year.
Okay.
So basically, they're there for another year, and I think they can do that a couple times, but they actually have to re-sign something.
Cool.
And my guess is that they're really going to try to lean into tag team wrestling on both shows.
This is ridiculous. SmackDown did not need another good tag team. Raw has nobody. Raw has fucking nobody. The tag team champions are losing to NXT guys. That's the best competition we got is NXT guys for the tag team champions. It's two singles guys from NXT.
They're multi-time tag team champions together in NXT. You'd know that if you watched the product.
I'm working on it. I can't see it. You know that.
Me either.
I can't see it.
But it's ridiculous. No, like my point is that Ciampa and Gargano are not Raw guys.
Mm-hmm.
The Raw tag division is garbage. Like the Revival's the best, and they're... Rival is with the Glorious Ones and the B team.
Go.
Yeah. Nobody fucking cares. And Ryder and Hawkins. Big fucking. Why are the Hardys on SmackDown? Because Raw is suck and there is no tag teams on Raw. Right.
So
hashtag not
is,
my tag team champions.
Authors of Pain. What happened to the other guy?
Drake Maverick?
Well, Drake Maverick, but it was...
Is one of the Authors of Pain hurt?
Yeah, it must be.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did either one of them wrestle recently?
I don't think so. But
I'm like, I haven't seen...
They had a little heat there, and then Drake Maverick pissed himself, and...
Yeah.
Well, SmackDown, they got...
Piss cools off pretty quick.
SmackDown's got Nakamura and Rusev now, too. It's so fucking lopsided. It's upsetting to me.
I think that both the women's division and the tag team divisions are going to get a pretty good... This is where I shake up after WrestleMania. I'm pretty sure women's division and tag team division are the two divisions you're going to see change the most.
I don't give a shit what the Raw tag match is on at WrestleMania. It won't matter.
You don't think
I don't think they have a tag team that is worth a damn. I'm very passionate about tag team wrestling, and Raw doesn't fucking have a tag division, and SmackDown is light years ahead of it.
Can we settle something? What don't you like about the Revival?
But it's the whole division right now.
I think the Revival holding the tag title is actually a breath of fresh air to the division. I think it's a sign of good things to come. What don't you like about the Revival?
I don't find them entertaining.
Taller than them?
What? Well, that's my gimmick. Me being a hater. Come on now. I don't like their interviews. I don't think Dash can talk.
I don't like the Southern boy thing.
I don't particularly think the style mends well with their size, unfortunately. If they were bigger guys,
they do that Smash Mouth size, Smash Mouth style mixed with a shorter guy is a little interesting.
It's like getting hit with a BB gun. Like, oh, it hurts, but like, come on, be real.
They're tiny guys. Like, they're like stout dudes. Like,
there's referees that are bigger than these guys. It's not just on the Revival. It's the whole division. Sure. It's a joke. Every tag team in this thing is a joke. The Ascension, telling jokes. Heavy Machinery. You got fucking Eric Cartman on there. Who's the fucking team? Why should I care about Raw's tag team?
That's a pretty good Otis. I just wanted to point that out. That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
I've watched that opening of SmackDown where they're like making that shake.
Gross.
And it was them and then the New Day. And then Becky walks up and Xavier Woods all of a sudden pops open his coat and he's got the man shirt on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he hands her you want to sit?
Ugh. Oh, it's painful.
Rewound it and watched that again to hear him say, "What is it?" And then when he first came out, the first time he ever came out on Raw during Moment of Bliss, pretty lady!
I'm starting to hate this guy more than McIntyre. You understand what? You understand how bad this is.
Otis worse than McIntyre.
Right now, yes.
Right now?
Right, just this is the moment it happened. Okay, mark it down. Note the time.
Time of death.
8:37 on Thursday, February 28th, 2019.
The year of our Lord. Drew
McIntyre is no longer Trebuchet's least favorite.
Mm-hmm. Currently, yes. Unless we're
Dolph Ziggler.
Assuming he's not on the roster anymore.
Yeah. Well, he is.
He is, but he hasn't been seen.
He's doing stand-up somewhere.
Oh, damn. sure he is.
You a hater.
So, Raw tag team titles looking hot. That's what I got.
I honestly think that. So we talk about triple threat matches. I actually think we may get. You remember WrestleMania 20 where both tag titles were defended like fatal four way like matches.
WrestleMania 2000. Then they have the.
That was WrestleMania 20.
Oh,
20 was two fatal four way.
Okay, that's why I was wondering. I'm like, no, 2000 was definitely.
Yeah. No, I could actually see something like that happening this year. Big tag team presence, both titles. Four-man match. If we're talking matches each.
Steal the Young Bucks from fucking AEW and make them come to Raw, please.
Not, Young Bucks aren't worth that much money.
They are to me!
They're worth that.
They are to me!
The money it would take you the Young Bucks, they're not worth that.
What would make you think that the tag team divisions are balanced? What would you need to SmackDown to trade Raw for?
Like, SmackDown should
just... Chris Gold with a good question.
SmackDown should just give, like, Superstar Shake-Up, the Hardys, or the Bar.
Or the Bar, okay.
Nakamura, Rusev, anybody should go.
I want to know how much. No, I'm looking for
KO, Sami Zayn.
How much switching would we need to do? Not just one team over. You're going to need, like, probably two or three.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Like it needs to. SmackDown is just fruitful as fuck, and Raw is a fucking just desert.
So, I think we needed Rusev, Shinsuke as a team.
Better than anything Raw's got going.
Wow.
I swear to God.
That's a hot
take. It's fucking terrible on Raw. Every time there's a tag match on, you might as well just go to the small screen and make the Revival even smaller. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter.
Okay, you switch the Usos and the Hardy Boys for the Revival and the B team. Do you feel like it's
balanced? Why are you taking...
He's literally giving tag teams to Raw for nothing.
For nothing, or for
maybe a mid-card single guy.
Needs
to be given tag teams at no cost to tag teams.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah,
really bad.
How would you feel if Ryder and Hawkins got their tag title moment at Mania? Like if they both won the tag teams together, would that do something for you?
I'd be like justified. It's a joke team won the Raw tag team titles. Big fucking deal. The B team won the tag team titles. Big fucking deal. I feel like I have more of a claim to the goddamn tag team titles than the goddamn Revival do.
Because
I am a tag team champion.
Last time the Raw tag team division seemed relevant to you, Joe? When the Hardy Boys came back and won it?
Yeah, no, like, literally, literally when the Hardys came back and won them. That was the last time I gave a shit. That's
about right.
Mm-hmm. And then they broke them up, and then Bray and Matt won him, and
I think it was about the moment the Raw tag division fell the fuck off, and Matt as tag champs.
They knew they had something with Matt Hardy.
I really think
they didn't execute it well.
I really think Jason Jordan and Chad Gable breaking up was top tag team coming up. They could have been
good.
They had the Fashion Police, and then Fandango got hurt. It's not all like they have done something better, but injuries happen.
You like the Fashion Police?
They made the division better. I like Breezy.
Do you think
that them being a tag team hurts them both as individuals?
Sure.
Like I feel like they could both be good singles competitors, but as for the sake of the brand,
I think I think Tyler Breeze could be okay singles competitor. I think he complements Tyler Breeze really well.
I can see Tyler Breeze being like an IC champ.
Do you
We were talking about this last week. We really think that he should be booked in a hair versus hair match and then lose the locks.
On the podcast. Yeah,
and I think that would be a good way to make him relevant.
Yeah,
have Mojo do it? Make them both really like feud. I feel like that would be a good way to.
Mojo hit the main roster?
This week again. I'm
winning that.
You're 2-0 right now.
Yeah. Would you if they decided to push the Ascension? You think the Ascension is salvageable, or you think you got
to? I think the Ascension.
Stop joking around.
I think the Ascension is salvageable, but you need to give them more of an AOP. fucking push yep. than the current push they're getting. Because sure, them joking around with the heavy machinery guy who needs to take a shit real bad is just not really fucking doing it for me. Like, I talk like that, but it's usually after I've had some really bad Mexican food. I'm
no
like,
kiss, no kiss, my papa.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
That's what it is. I calls it like I sees it. Never been wrong. All right.
Yeah, so, Hardy Boys are back in this grave.
Yes.
That was my point the whole time.
Well, we worked around that.
Yeah, we did. speaking of triple threat matches, R-Truth had an open challenge here, and he done worked himself into a triple threat. He's calling out Pretty Boy John Cena.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
It's been a good run. It's been a good
And I love it. If we get R-Truth John Cena at Mania, I'd be here.
I don't think that. I don't think that's going to happen.
No. I want it. I want it.
I'm a young lad. Wee little tiny.
That's really.
I love my job. I'm like, hold on, dude. You're older than him.
Yeah. Have Carmella help seal it for him for our truth. Keep like you know have Cena pretty much.
I just want to see the match
on the ropes.
I like John Cena putting R-Truth over. I think that would be good for his career. I really do.
You think John Cena would do the job for R-Truth?
I think yeah. Right now, yes. Because he's on a limited schedule. Yes.
I don't like R-Truth having that
mouth. I feel like they'll do that, and I feel like John Cena will give him an unnecessary hug at the end of the match.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like
I'm sure he will.
But, to put people
so, I really don't like R-Truth having the belt.
Why?
I think R-Truth...
Comedy act? Is that what it is?
I mean, it makes me laugh sometimes, but I think it belongs on the undercard not having a belt attached to it.
He's besmirching the United States title?
I wouldn't.
You're not going as far as besmirch?
I wouldn't give him any belt because I don't think he needs it. Like, I think his gimmick's fine without the belt. I
like the one decade after he won it, he got it.
It's a nice story. I'm not saying it isn't. I've always found R-Truth to be more sizzle than steak in the ring.
No.
Yeah, that's
gotta hit you with the lie detector.
That little spiral weird.
I love that. I love that thing.
He moves dumb as fuck.
But I do love a lot of flash in my wrestling. Let's be honest. And I love the sizzle. I love the people's elbow.
R-Truth is getting up there.
He's been up there.
He's been wrestling. He was a part of the WWF in like final. Like 99, wasn't he? K-Quick.
Yeah.
Get rowdy.
He's
rowdy.
I
had that album.
But he's another guy. He was an NWA champion at one point. And,
yep.
You know, he had your belt.
The one that Double J, AJ, and soon to be Trebuchet is going to have. Yes, please donate to my GoFundMe. You can find that at TrebuchetLOL. There's a GoFundMe on there. Just throw some dollar bills at that so I can purchase the NWA title. Please and thank you.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Dollar bills, y'all. That's right. I'm going to buy it. Just like Ted DiBiase. That's what I'm going to do. So,
you know, it didn't work out for him, right?
I don't care.
Okay. That's it every time.
You know about that, right?
Yeah, nope, I know about
there
it.
Go,
but
there
I,
we go. That's what I want.
Everybody
I don't
does.
Care. Enough people do. So, I don't. Is there anything else we want to discuss about SmackDown here, guys? KO and Kofi winning the match?
Hitting the stunner.
It was fun. Yeah, that's all we got.
What the fuck are we doing with Lacey Evans real quick?
Nothing.
They're going to push her at some point. They're setting her up to be.
This seems vaguely reminiscent of Emelina to me.
Hold on. You NXT guys. She can wrestle?
Oh, yeah. She's all right.
Yep.
Above average.
You above average?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't say she's...
Not like even
I wouldn't give her the women's. I wouldn't give her the women's title right now, but I don't... She's proficient.
Well, here's the thing, too. What do they do with her? Who does she fight with?
No, that was kind of the four guys they've brought up, they're the recent guys, they're giving them matches, like they're doing shit with them, and they're still on NXT as well.
Yeah.
I really think that the guys they brought up before that, like they really, that was just such a reactionary, the ratings are bad, bring people up and do dick with them.
I feel like we should watch Main Event. What's, I feel like EC3 is on Main Event.
I know that Heavy Machinery was on Main Event the night we were Raw, they taped that.
Right.
But like, Main Event, no one's watching that.
No, I know, that's what I mean. Because EC3 was at Ric Flair's thing, so I'm assuming he had a match.
Not necessarily, I mean, he's on the Raw roster, he needs to be there. I wouldn't have brought some of those guys up without... Like, I really think they didn't have a plan for them at all.
Right. I think Lars Sullivan screwed a lot.
Lars Sullivan's in another category. Lars Sullivan did have a plan, but that's something else. But no.
Well, he's saying that they had to go to Plan B because of Lars.
Well, I don't think that would affect the EC3. It was just Lars, Cena. I don't know why that would have affected him.
But I do really think they will push EC3 at some point.
I think they will too.
He's got the look. He's got the talent.
I'll be annoyed.
Charisma.
I will be annoyed in 2 weeks if Lacey Evans isn't having matches and she's not doing the catwalk thing.
I don't think. I don't think she will.
All for nothing.
I don't feel like she's going to wrestle. I've seen that. She may debut at Mania.
Right.
She may debut at Mania.
Maybe.
If there's a Women's Battle Royal, you ever win that? I'll sign on.
Here's my hot prediction right now. My hot prediction right now. She'll be going for the SmackDown title.
Hot prediction. I see what he did there. Yeah. This is my guy right here. Hot, all right.
Not a hot take, a hot prediction.
No, she's a hot lady. I got you.
I mean, she's a mom. We got Becky or Charlotte is going to win the Raw Women's title. I don't think Ronda's retaining. But one or both of them is going to Raw with that belt.
Yeah. Well, assuming Ronda still has the title.
Yeah. I'm working under the assumption that basically Ronda's forcing the McMahon's hand to put Becky in the match. Becky's we're going to get the triple threat.
Yeah.
So we're losing at least one of those two women, maybe both. SmackDown's women division is going to need some filling in. I think that Nikki Cross is still kind of doing both brands. I'd stick her on SmackDown. I'd stick Lacey Evans.
Been on SmackDown?
Nikki
Cross? I think all those NXT guys are doing. She's been, in theory, doing both. Okay. They're not signed.
She's been
on
Raw more.
She definitely was on Raw.
Well, she was part
more.
Of Sanity, right?
Only was with them for 1 week,
right?
On the main roster.
No, in NXT was she with them?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yep.
No, and then you can obviously work them together too if you watch on SmackDown. And my guess is that all those NXT guys, whether the people that just got brought up or the ones from about a month or two ago, they will get drafted during the Superstar Shakeup. Like they'll get a home.
Mm, gotcha. Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. Do we have any AEW news here, you guys?
Not really.
Do we have a plan to watch All In? I know we were discussing that a little.
Well, it's Double or Nothing. Double or Nothing. But yeah, I would be all sorts of into doing that. Throw some money at that.
I know Cody tweeted something about going to the Midwest to do some scouting. But I heard on the Chris Jericho podcast, he had Khan, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Owner. Congo Khan or I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
They straight up said, they're like, we're not necessarily competing with WWE. We're giving the fans another option.
Which is competing.
Yeah, that's some real good business talking on
both sides of your mouth.
Right. But they said they also didn't want to do what WCW did and just recycle all of WWE's guys.
Yeah, they're saying that.
But we had so... How many releases did we have last week? TJP's gone.
Ty Dillinger's gone. Arn Anderson.
One more match.
Let's go. He's not that old.
I don't want Arn wrestling. Arn could be a manager. I would love to give Arn Anderson a protege.
Scalpel put him on a commission as far as the match goes, even though he would occasionally show up and do the spine buster.
I like the idea of giving him a young guy and Arn Anderson can teach him how to be tough. I think that gimmick would work really well, actually.
I'm joking, by the way. I don't think Arn should get back.
One more match!
I don't think The Undertaker should be at Mania. That's the way I feel about that.
Nope. I think that they will end up recycling some of WWE stuff. I think it will not nearly be as egregious as WCW or late 2000s TNA, because they are going to have access to a lot of indie guys that never hit WWE I think they will utilize.
Right.
They should. If they
still no word on a network. It's funny that the talk kind of went from, well, we would never do all this business without a network. Now, Jericho's going, you don't need a network to have a wrestling company. They're backtracking a little bit on that.
Is Impact on a network anymore?
Mainly
Twitch?
I think it's called the Pursuit Network or something. Oof. It's not.
You have to go on a pursuit to find it.
Waka waka.
Come see me March 6th, everybody.
Yeah. But no, they are free streaming on Twitch, which basically means their channel is streaming on the internet.
Right.
Yeah. Which isn't, I don't know what Twitch is paying them for that, if any. I'm sure they're paying them something. But I can't imagine they're paying the bills super well.
Yeah.
Um, I, Here's the thing, I don't even know what's going on at Impact, and I try to keep up with at least, like, the results as I hit my feed on Twitter. And, like, I know that the LAX is still, like, a big thing there, and Sami Callihan's their... still, like, their biggest thing.
But they lost Abyss, like, Abyss is backstage.
I think Abyss has been working very few dates, but yeah, no, he's, producer now.
Is James Storm still there? He's, like...
No, I don't actually know what James Storm is up to, because I don't think he's there, and I don't see him booked for a lot of indie things.
It's been hard for me to find, even what online, what they're up to.
Yeah, Chris Goat is furiously Googling.
Yeah. Something not that hard to find, though, Ring of Honor. That's on CBS here locally.
Yeah.
At, like, 1 a.m. or something.
On Saturdays.
I love it. I love it so much. They have an event going on May 11th. I'm hoping to snag some tickets to that.
That'd be fun.
And because I've never been to an independent wrestling show, and I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, there's I feel like Grand Rapids is picking up a little bit for wrestling. We've got a couple indie events around here between Holland and Grand Rapids and a couple places. I wonder how much...
I like to thank ourselves for that. You're welcome.
I wonder how much Ring of Honor will get hurt from AEW.
That was what I was wondering. Yeah, I'm like, we may have a merger or something.
Because if AEW doesn't have a TV deal, it's probably fine.
Yeah.
But if AEW has a TV deal and Ring of Honor has a TV deal, I can't imagine either side to be okay with the talent working on TV for this show.
Well, yeah. I did see a tweet from Cody Rhodes the other day. Cody, whatever you want to call him. And he posted a picture of the villain, Marty Skrull. Mm-hmm. And he's with Ring of Honor. But he was also a member of the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he's going.
I would be shocked if he didn't come over. Just with all the Bucks and Cody, they've got Hangman Page. Like, he seems like such a fit.
AEW is just the Bullet Club. Well, all together, the Elite and the Bullet Club all together.
So Impact is on the Pursuit Network as of the beginning of this year, which is on HD and DirecTV and UVerse. In Verizon, which is not around here. Not on Comcast at all, and on Dish Network and SD.
So I can't watch it.
You can watch it on Twitch. It does simulcast on Twitch. Yeah. Due to not many paid TV providers carrying Pursuit.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's like, you should get your big three providers that don't even carry the channel.
I mean, DirecTV does. So one and a half. Because you got like the big three, I think you mean like... Well, what do you consider the big three?
I would call Comcast, Dish,
Spectrum and DirecTV. That's what I thought you meant.
Yeah, I would also...
Usually what it is just like Dish, DirecTV, and whatever cable company's big in your area. Because it varies between Spectrum
you
and Comcast.
Because you can't get AT&T like in some places. Or Comcast is in some places.
Yeah. But it's not the majority. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
It's not the majority.
But if you're a pro wrestler, man, you've kind of got... your stock went up. Another company's coming here. You can... If you're an independent wrestler and you're not signed by WWE, it's not like a death sentence.
I would say that if you want to work in America, honestly, independent wrestling overseas has been hot for a while.
Yeah, I know, but like you can like do it inside the U.S. now, and it's good. It gives guys a little bit of a bargaining chip, and guys can kind of step up to the plate a little bit here.
I think it's noteworthy that WWE has two performance centers now, and they're talking about a third one in Japan.
Okay, the one's in the U.K. now?
Yep, I'm not sure. It's based somewhere in Britain, I think, but
European. No, the one's in Florida.
They put one in Japan. They really have the hotbeds covered. You've got your European countries. You've got America. And then I mentioned the Japan one would be basically Japan and India would be the – probably Australia, too, would use that one.
Yeah.
Well, they better get one in Grand Rapids, Michigan, because I got a 9-year-old son that says he's going to be a wrestler.
There's
and
a 10-year-old daughter that says she's thinking about it, too. There's a training center not too far from here.
When are we going? That's all I'm asking.
I gotta win some money first, but if I ever come into five figures,
okay, well,
you know where that's going.
I'm trying to win $1,500 being the funniest person in Grand Rapids on March 6th.
That actually might be enough to get you a year.
That's good. It's a start. So, I believe we are to final thoughts here, guys. Final thoughts, Jared Moe, baby.
No, I am excited. I mean, I'm always excited for WrestleMania season, but now with Roman Reigns coming back. Batista, Kevin Owens, all this stuff that's going on. Potential Shield reunion coming back, which a lot of people don't like. I don't care. They're like my new DX. I love it whenever DX came back. No, I love it whenever the Shield gets back together, even if it doesn't make any sense.
You love yourself a good stable. You really
do. I do, and I'm excited about it. I got my son excited about it. Like, we're pumped. And, I can't wait. I was, saying earlier, I'm like, I wish I had my kids all the time, but I'm kind of like, okay, Fastlane weekend, I don't have the kids. WrestleMania weekend, I don't have the kids. Okay, it kind of works out.
Awesome. But, so you're definitely going to both of those.
I really think we, so we do some work around the pub on the weekends. I really think we got to get someone to cover that weekend. We just post up here for a weekend, and bring groceries and sleeping bags, and just wrestling on
you
TV.
You guys nonstop. Know that I will... try to set something up like that. We will do our best. We will do our best.
Figure it out.
We should we could do like a 36-hour, like 48-hour live stream of us just reacting to wrestling.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine if we had a live camera on this room?
I feel like for WrestleMania weekend, I really think we ought to just watch us watch wrestling for 2 days straight.
May price up some cameras or something. We'll see.
We'll bring some Four Locos.
Like you don't have them. I'm drying out currently, but Four Locos for that weekend for sure.
I'll be high.
Watch me be passed out.
We all get one and like dump half of it out and put water in.
For your safety, we're looking.
I'll probably just put some Red Bull in mine.
Yeah,
two loco, everybody. Yeah. Half the loco.
Final thoughts, champion Cody Goats.
I am going to continue to be your champion. I'm going to continue. To do whatever it takes to keep the belt, I will. I'll get more hurt. I don't care.
He will. No trade table is safe.
He will put thumbtacks on that trade table. He'll put barbed wire on that trade table.
He's going to start to light on fire.
That trade table on fire.
You know it.
Oh, my Cody. Testify. Final thoughts, Showtime.
My name is Chad Showtime Schultz. I will be performing at Dr. Grin's on March 20th.
Bah, bah, bah.
My final thoughts are, I really needed to know better. Okay. Have a good night, everybody.
You need to put that on a t-shirt. Well, that just leaves me, Trebuchet. And I just want to leave you guys with some words of advice to Ronda Rousey. If you learn nothing from anything I've said on this podcast, listen to this right now. Please slow down. Both wrestling and talking. Please slow down. I seen Triple H get into the ring, have a match, exit the ring, and took 2.5 hours. Please slow down. Like that, wrestling is not a sprint. It's a marathon. You're the women's champion. I know it's your first year, but please slow down. You hear how intense I am? Do you understand how you can understand all the words I'm saying? That is what you need to do. I am Trebuchet. Please come see me March 6th and put me in an armbar because I will move on to be your funniest person in Grand Rapids. Trebuchet out.